Namunguru. Eta Sansukere, Lamarimbuchi, La Santa. Tincho, Chuko, Rinjin, Longo Nato, Novella, Truco Drove, Gunjongwe, Jerimbuchi, La Coupe de Gisa.
So for today, we have another song from Gotsamba Gompo Dorje. Gotsamba Gompo Dorje was the chief disciple, the chief student of the great protector of beings, Sampagari, Drogon Sampagari. And he sang this song at a place called Chunka, the White Garuda. So it starts there, there's just a few words about where he sang the song. Then it begins with the homage to the Guru, first in Sanskrit and then in Tibetan. The homage to the Guru in Sanskrit says, the same as what it says in Tibetan, homage to the precious Guru. Namo Ratna Guru is homage to the precious Guru. And then after that it says, the Supreme Being is the Dharmakaya, the jeweled garden with its various Sambhogakayas, the gems, and in it the Nirmanakaya providing for the needs of migrators. To the precious Lord, I respectfully pay homage.
Longer layam mandrava na so pando, Rambuchi ling and Norva na so yoba yendo, Chuka latente, nonju, zopoko yuzuni na so yava. Trukan rover gunjon. Truka ten rova sentin jeton, domine sentin jeton, le takpata mada, but na so jeton seba la trupa go over the tendu. Truka te and rova, rova na la gupe ton joan. Drove samba jokar sepa na javare ye rambuche la kubendu ye laman keza re rambuche la kuba chimbundu kusom je dani chin je laman rambuche la kubendu ta tenda
wo going through this first verse word by word. This is, in general, the homage to the precious Guru. Now, for somebody who obtains the Dharmakaya, for them, it's as though they obtained something very, very precious. And when you obtain something very, very precious, in this particular analogy, what it means is you get a lot of jewels with it. Here, when it says jeweled garden, the jeweled actually translates a term that means full of precious things. All sorts of different gems is what it really means. So the Dharmakaya is something that you get. Having received this precious thing, you have all of the gems that come with it. And in this case, the gems that come with it are the various manifestations of the Sambhogakaya. Then, within that, you have the Nirmanakaya, the emanation form, the emanation aspect, which provides for the needs of migrators. The needs of migrators in this case means whatever they think they need, whatever a sentient being might think would be useful to it, is something which is covered by this wording. Then it says, to the precious Lord I respectfully pay homage. Here, when it says Lord, it's using an honorific, and the honorific really refers to the Guru, so it's an honorific way of referring to his Guru. Rinpoche literally means precious one or precious thing. So again, you have the precious Lord, the precious Guru, and to him one pays homage. In this way, with this verse, the offering of worship, which is the first thing necessary, according to the Sanskrit way of doing things, is provided and complete.
In the Lama Kosom Jedani, Tien Tasorte, Tien Tasorte, Dorje Tegulove, Dorje Tegulola Tanam Tore. Ni lama layang tamang sembuh zoku untuk di sana lama kosong di tangan ini sumber.
The way that this first verse is written reflects the fact that the song is a song that belongs to the cycle of Vajrayana themes. The way that the first verse is written specifically refers to the three kayas, the three aspects of the Buddha. And the reason for talking about the three aspects of the Buddha in that way is because one wants, in Vajrayana terms, to talk about what's sometimes called sacred outlook, what's sometimes called pure view, pure perception. There's many different ways of translating it. Tagnan is the Tibetan. Tagnan is of supreme importance in the Vajrayana. So when one talks about the three kayas, that's another way of expressing the whole idea of sacred outlook. Therefore, this whole verse, the way it's written, shows that it's a verse that the whole song actually belongs to the Vajrayana.
The Lama Sanje is a Tagubi Junsi Yang, Dorje Tebelola, Seno Jinji Kintanti, Yariye Kanga, Nangju Je, Sinti Nam Yang, Timi Lata Lamirun Jintang, Ranga Punkan Jinji Yang, Ranga Pumpo Kanta Jinji Yang, Number Tapa. Yedam Jerangin the Tagu Sena, Tene Lama Yang Kosam Jedani in the Tagu. Seno Jinjikin, Yariakan, Mandela Tagu Dua.
So, you know, in terms of talking about sacred outlook, pure perception, the way of describing it in the Vajrayana is that the whole phenomenal existence around us, which is referred to as the container, this infinite, boundless container that we're in, is regarded as the mandala of a deity. It's regarded as the place in which a deity lives, the house and the land and all of the rest of it, the container for that. And then our own impure bodies are regarded as being completely pure forms, and the way to regard them is completely pure forms is to regard them as the body of the deity. So, in terms of talking about that, the way we regard our whole phenomenal, the whole of our experience, is that the outer container is the pure world of a deity, and our bodies themselves are the deity.
Dine Dorje Tepe Lola Tanang Jawa, De Tanang Jang Gubba Junsin Tang, Jang Chokpa Junsin, Jangwa La Gubba Yun, Jangwa La Junsin Yerba, Junsin Yere, Jang Gubba Junsin Tang, Jang Chokpa Junsin Yere, Jang Gubba Junsin the Karasanangaso Simji Solo Nola Zangbo Tangneba Nisutawa, No Zangila Tempe Tene, Donga Tang Kanga Madava Naso Wayere, Te Jam Chedo, Se No Jinji Tintam to Yere Kangabo, Nangu Jisimjin Layan, Zangbo Tangneba Nisutawa, Drata Ni Nisutawa Soji Goni, Tene donga mandava na sopa kanga manda kang kalekapo kanga mandava na sopa yere te jam chedo yuji simjin tamche cheba maba largo mare Tene yuji simjin tamche lai sanang jona simjin la zangin to tab nam to yendo kre te yendo Tene rang lula yang tanda matangba so ngemba tawa la tende yang Kanga Madava Nato Wayere, Te Jam Chedo Ranga Lu Largomba. Rang Largomba, the Rana Tanang Jamare. Rana Tanang Jamayere, Lama Latana Jama Chipamare, Rana Yang Tanang Jamayere, Te Jang Gupe Junsinere. Jang Chokwe, Jama Te Loki Maimbe Junsin. Namto Loki Maimbe Junsin, Se No Jinji Tin Tamje. Malam jin the dambar madoba nandong yin mi besena yariye kangan raware disena yariye kangan gomna lohi in bichu yoma nangkyu ji simjin tamje malam tabare malam tab yin besena malam ji san simjin la zangbo de ne ba che ba yoma re simjin te so kanga nandong yin me re disena simjin tamje la ko nandong yin mi to gomna yang gom chogre lohi Loki in between your Loki Shiba in between your mother. Ranga Lunda, Malam Julunda, Malam de Lula, Cha Yomara, Cha Yomara, Ruba Yomara, Kokwanana, Chakwa Lasso, Yomara, Ganga, Nandongre, then Malam de Lula, Nandong, Ibisena, Ladan, Rawyere, Masu, Lund, the Malam Nayin, Chatai, the Tin Yomara, Matangba Yomara, Nandong Yenide, Ladan, Rawyere, this and an art of La Nandong Yemi, the Gona, Loki, Loku Shiba Chagamare, then don't untempare. Young Gubi Junsin, that young Chobu Junsin. But I was so good.
Again, when we talk about pure perception or seeing things as pure, there's two parts to this. One is the reason, one is kind of the reason why we need to do it, and the other one is. There are two reasons. One is the reason why we need to do it, and the other one is the reason which sort of has an effect. The first one, why we need to do it, the way we approach things at the moment is that our whole, again, we can divide this again into two parts. There's the external phenomenal world, and there's the internal phenomenal world, which is our bodies and so forth. In terms of the external world, that's filled with all sorts of bad circumstances, unpleasant things, also good things, bad things, all of these different things. And likewise, our internal world is full of all sorts of good things and bad things, problems, sufferings, all of the rest of it. This kind of situation brings problems, and in order to eliminate all of the problems that come along with the base, what's actually the basic impurity of both the phenomenal world that we perceive around us and the phenomenal world that's our internal situation, then what one does is turn it into a situation of purity. In turning it into a situation of purity, one sets oneself up as a deity, and the deity's nature, of course, is pure. So one sets, what it's saying is that one sets oneself up as being a pure being. That pure being lives in a world which itself also is pure and which is free from all of these ideas of good, bad, problems and all of the rest of it. So one takes care of the need for, what do you say, there is this need for purity because of this dualistic situation which brings good, bad and all the rest of it to us. And the way we deal with that is by arousing ourselves at, or by seeing ourselves as pure deities living in a pure world. That's the first thing. Now the second thing is that the reason why all of this good, bad and problems comes along is that we have a consciousness which is seeing things the wrong way. You can say a perverted consciousness or a mistaken consciousness. There's lots of different ways of translating it. What we need to do is dispense with that mistaken consciousness. So the second point is all about dispensing with the mistaken consciousness. The fact of the matter is that our outside world and this inner world is like a dream. And if we can overcome the mistaken consciousnesses that go along with mistakenly perceiving that outside world and the inner world in the incorrect fashion, then we can turn the dream around so that it won't be, essentially speaking, so that it won't be harmful to us. Yes, I'm not remembering some of it, but that's the point there. So the second thing is that the actual underlying purity of our phenomenal world and our internal phenomenal world will be made available to us by reversing this mistaken mind that we have now. So those are the two reasons why one talks about pure perception or sacred outlook.
Chetan number law la ni tu te kwa ta tumongo gomtor lu la gomtor te lu matang par rangin to gombar lu matang par gombar te Lula Tamar Chamber, Namdo Jamuke, the Luma Tambar Gombata. Tikpa Chamber Lola, Lula Dember Chamber, Namdo Jamuke, the Lunandong Jumatawa, Malam Tavar Tavada. Dorje Pekpa Lola, Lula, Zangi, Zangbo, and Namba Tavi Nimbo, Tene Lu, Plaka, Nanto Yomatawa, Gomso Yore, Gomso Teso Kanga, Namto Kontrupa Jam Nimbo Dori, Trupa Janso Lekipa.
So, then in terms of, you know, talking about purifying things, in the Shravaka's Yana, in the lower Yanas, the approach that you take is that you actually meditate on these things as being impure, and you try to arouse a mind that what you've got is impure and is something to be dispensed with. In the Vajrayana approach, what you do is you take what you have and you see that it is already the nature of unified appearance and emptiness. And because of that, it has its own innate purity. So you approach it that way. The approach of the lower yanas is that you make the idea that it is impure and you imprint that on your mind so that if you know that it's something to be gotten rid of, whereas in the higher yanas, in the Chakshana, Mahabhuta approach, the approach of unified appearance and emptiness becomes the opponent which actually overcomes the minds which see what you have as being impure.
So
that was, that all came from the homage. Now we go to the first of the kind of eight main lines of the eight main verses of the song. It says, having determined precisely how things are, being without preference for samsara or nirvana, and not having a decision-making, changeable conceptual mind, is the view flourishing a lance in space. So these are the flourishings of a lance in space, and flourishing here is supposed to, like you get in English, it actually means when you take a weapon like a spear or a lance and you make a circle like this, but we have no word for that in English. There's some energy happens when you do that. Brandishing or flourishing.
Tawan ta kalan dongko la junsin som tang kore junsin tang po te ne lok tin lam pe pa tang ne lok se ke te ne lok kam ki lok tha to pa don tam pe den pa tin lam pe ko ne lok ki lok ko ba ta nyang ni de bu chu tam ke te ne lok tha to pa kang yin pa te tin lam pe ko ne ko le la wo se na tong ni tin lam pe ko ne Tonyam, Konde Damka Sikite, Nyan, Korva Pator, Dokar is a member, say Ya, Nyanin and Deba Tor Laya and Lam Damka Mabajikon, Dam Sikite, Nijanani, Jig Damna Yaki, the Damgre, Ten Ravo, Damka Mabajikogodo. Did you think Karre, Korva Tang, Nyanin and Debu, two times, Kunzo, the Jujin, Ten, the Tortanja Nama, Mulam Tang, Mulam Yuma, Chota Tawi in the Senna. Tene nansor nandong chota tawla cheba yo mare ne lok khonde khowa ta nyangi le de bi chu tam je je ne lok tene tuben tha tam je da tar wa tong ba ni be se na ne lok la yang cheba yo mare ti se na khonde dam kha me ba khonde dam kha me ba ji chong na tene ta bang kha lan dong kor je ta ju chin jun chin ni ba de Sumba de Takchu Lonan Jumin Song. Then Rao de Nelok Din La Pap Konden Damka Mepa De La Yang Ta Jepa Ji Gugudu. O Nelok Din La Mbe Gugudu San De Sa Jepa Seba Dang Konde damka meba ji gogodo sanpe meba seba sanji pingamare. Ta cheba ji gogodo. Konde kowa da nyande la chepa meba. Konde damka meba se jete konde nyamni dan konde yemi jetendare. Konde nyamni dan konde yemi besena konde damka meba de la deni ta cheba ji gogodo. Takchu se jete ta cheba de Tetsumeba, Konde yemi de tawalan jorwa meba chona tene te jumtin sombare den rao ne lok tin lam beba tan ke konde dam ka meba de ni thakchu lonan jumi som chona tene ta tawan thar sin bare tawan thar to bare tene nam ka lan dong ko wan da bare na to khang ba lan dong ko na tene tsekwa la so kwa tang ta da dol da bare nam ka tong ba lan dong ko na dong tang bo cha je ko na Kanya tokwa mina, kate kona, tu join the court, then a nanga tongu yin, then a tongba lay yenda, toya yongomare, take yendo, tava tachuna, then a jisun joria meba. Kate jena to dare, kate jena kondo nandongre, kate jena yon, then down to dare, jura meba, then a namka landongo wanda whatever is over. Yana.
These verses are much harder as a whole to get into English than what we did yesterday. So bear with me as we go through this. The first line, so what it comes down to is that in each of these verses there are three reasonings or three points about each item. So there's view, meditation, and so on, and there's three points about each of those. So we can take these one line at a time. Doing that, if we go to the first line, having determined precisely how things are, it means that if you want to have the correct view, you have to have determined what the actuality of things is. You have to have done that in order to have the correct view. It's the meaning. Now, here, when we talk about actuality, or what you sort of determine, we're talking about the ultimate state. We're talking about final kind of state. To actually understand reality as it is, one has to come to that kind of determination. If you don't come to that determination, then you won't be having the view which is flourishing a Lansing space. Then we move to the second line. Again, this is something you have to have. If you have this, then you'll have the view. If what it says here occurs or arises for you, then you have the view. If you don't, then you don't. For us, normally, we make choices all the time. We always try to find what is best. And trying to find what is best, or having found what we think is best, we then choose that one. But here, samsara and nirvana, if you have the final view, there's no choice to be made. There's one is not better than the other. The fact is that both of them are emptiness and appearance unified, and because they're the actuality of emptiness and appearance unified, there's nothing to be chosen as one being better or worse. So, if that occurs for you, if you arrive in that situation of being without preference for one or the other, then you have the view flourishing and lands in space. Finally, in the third line, the meaning that's written in English here is correct, but the way of putting the words around is not correct according to what Rinpoche said. What he said is that if you have no preference for samsara and nirvana, it means you've come to a certainty, actually. It's like having a decision in which there's utter certainty about what you're doing. There's no question anymore. So the first words in the Tibetan culture mean not a decision, not that you have a conceptual mind that's that's involved in decision making, but it means that the decision has been made, that you are absolutely certain about the nature of things. You have arrived at certainty. And the way you would arrive at that certainty is to be free from a mind which is changeable. Nātya in Tibetan, nara kind of means the edge of something which can go backwards and forwards, like the edge of a piece of paper or your nose or anything like that. So here it means that you've reached an unchangeable certainty, because, and in doing to do that, you've gone beyond the conceptual mind that would be changeable or could think about it. When that occurs, likewise, you have the view which is waving a lance in space, flourishing a lance in space. Now, if you get a lance, which is a fairly long kind of a thing, and it's made of steel, if you get that inside a house and you start waving it around, then you're going to start breaking everything. The walls are going to be broken and all sorts of things are going to fall down around you. So that wouldn't be a very good example for having attained something that's final. If you go outside and you start waving it around in space, then nothing can harm the space. So it's sort of an indication that the whole thing is final. Here, the analogy is for something that's appearance and emptiness unified. It's an analogy of something that's final. And because it's final in that sense, and that it's the unification of all of these things, then even though you wave something around in it, there's no damage to be done, there's nothing to be changed, nothing can be altered in any way at all. So you have the view, which is flourishing a lance in space. So to return back to the first line of the verse, Rinpoche is saying what it means is that we need to have gone or already arrived at that understanding. It's not that it's something here, having a view is not saying that this is something that we are still doing conceptually. It's saying that this is an actuality that we have had to have arrived at. So, Rinpoche points out, for instance, that in doing creation, development stage practices, charin, as you wish to call it, if you were to be doing those, if you were to be doing that kind of practice where you arouse yourself as a deity with a pure form, but you're still thinking, oh, this pure form is empty, then that's not what's being talked about here. This is talking about a situation in which you've actually arrived at the understanding, and it's not a conceptual understanding, it's being arrived at. And then, okay, so that's about the first verse. Now the second verse. Being held in its place from cutting the root, the sixfold collection not being tainted with fabrication, and being separated from the efforts of mindfulness with grasping, is meditation, flourishing a lance in space.
De tsache se jete jarchur mandra banna so yong sare zo wo de kap so zungzeng je tsaba che che pa zungzeng le jan na yang de ye zungzeng je tsaba che pa se zo wo yo ta nang zen be sen de zungzeng ni nang ga do zungzeng je tsaba che pa yang na nam do ke tsaba che pa nam do ge ya ta che pa Sakshi wangda se na namdo ke yata chepa la kone de gebe. Namdo ke yata chepa am chepa tam. Sa che, sawa che de rangsa simba se. Saja Chimbulola, Nandog, Yata Chote, Yemi Tata do Tote, Ransa Saint Govare, Rangan Nando Ramap Dunjo Hina, Ransa Saint Sigur. Tanjo Dawina, Pruja Dung Hits, Kipatam Jindigre, Saja Chimbulola, Tene Nandog, Yata Chote, Ransa Simbam, Rangan Nanga Neva. Pena Dava Long Yuba Capso. Dava rangan ang negamare, rasa singamare, longa tani mayuna, chunanga dava. Chui nanga dava. Chunanga dava chana, davazung. Chunanga davazung hell. Chunanga davazung yi chana, longa yona, davazung yi de yo de rasa singamare, long tani mina rangan ang ne digre. で、ペンダウル。ペテゲンド。センジギタチョテ、ランサシンゴ、ランガンアンナネゴ。ランサカンデセセンイレ。センジネロカンデジイナヤン、ディガンドネパ。ランワプネパランガンアンナネパジゴ。ペンダウルランサシンパタンス。メタチレテテランサシンパダウマレ。ランガンアンナネネランサシンパ。イメチャダジガンドランサシンパ。 당 ゾウキュダレヒョウグヨレ。キュレゾウヨレ。ダサジェチェンブローラ、ソウドクナンキ、ゾウキュメパタ、キュレメパセギボ。ムネキュレメパティ、イジナンキゾウキュヤタンレティ、イジナンキゾウヨレ、ナンドクゾウヨレ。ゴングナンキラ、コランナ、ムネランクンオーラキュレゾヤヨマレ。
ये जन्नाम की जे जोचु मैं पा क्यों ले मैं बंगाल ने ने पकाब सो गोंगन नाम की यंग तेरे रंग सच्चा सेंदे रंग गंगे ने बंदा हो जिंगो योगरे देन रहो को देरे मातो गोंगन नाम की कोरां तोड़ा रे रंग गंगो वो ले क्यों ले यो मारे ता छोटो क्यों ले मैं पाता ये जन्नाम की ला जोचु मैं पा ले मैं पा नंगले ने पे
Gong and Nam Chi Yang, Sacha Semba, Soto Kule Mebe, Nanga Nena, Kule Nina, Ta Gomba, Kalan Dongoje, Jumsi Nibari. Tainzin Tsova Travata, Tain Batang, Zimpen Bezer Meba. Chetang, Tain Bala, Saja Timberlolan, Duze, the Tamba, the Nandoka Tambari. Then it Sonme je temba tan, lundrop je temba so ki yeva yore, de kaap sa tenjen sova meba se jete, jene namdo ke temba tan zemba tan, duze je temba tan zemba sova trawa, temba tan zemba sova trawa, sotrop lendeya ba, tundan do duna sotrop lendeya ba, becho lendeya ba, de jumsin sombare, ta te ta Sache Ransa Simbatanki, Soto Kule, Mebatani, Tenjin Sova Trava Swam Tona, Tene Gomte, Goman Kalan Dongorimit, Kalan Dongorva Nagi, Kateja Gomna Yanke Pare, Kateja Gomna Yang, Tene Sente Nelo Zoki Dan Trave, Ying Yova Yomare, Kalan Dongorva Nagi.
Right. In the first line it says being held in its place from having a root. What's being held in its place, of course, is meditation. That's what we're talking about. Again, we have three phrases, lines referring to meditation. Here, when it says cut the root, it means cutting the root of fixation and grasping. The thing that's being cut, the root that's being cut, is fixation and grasping. When fixation, and another way of saying that is that all discursive thoughts, from the ground, the root, the very basis, discursive thoughts from the ground up, having been cut, grasping and fixation and grasping from the ground up, having been cut, then if you do that, the meditation itself naturally stays in its own place. So you have rangsa zimpa, being held in its place. Having cut the root in that way, mind naturally abides in its own place. There's kind of quite a few terms here that they use, but it comes down to mind remains self-settled of itself in itself. Merely by cutting the roots of the discursive thoughts and so forth, there's nothing more to be done in a way. Mind just stays self-settled in itself as it is. The example of this that's given is the moon in water. If you have a pond or something in which there's a reflection of the moon and the wind comes along, then the reflection of the moon becomes unstable, doesn't it? So that would be like having grasping and fixation or having discursive thoughts going on in the mind. If you cut the grasping and fixation from the root, that would be the same as eliminating the wind. If you eliminate the wind, then the reflection of the moon just stays there by itself in the pond without anything more or less being need to be done. So they have this term, being self-settled of oneself in oneself, and that's what's being referred to here. When you do that, then you have meditation, which is flourishing the land in space. Then we move on to the second line, the sixfold collection not being tainted with fabrication. So it talks about there's sort of two ways of talking about the, sorry, first of all, when we say the sixfold collection, what is that? That means the six consciousnesses, the consciousness of eye, the consciousness of ear, the consciousness of nose, the consciousness of tongue, the consciousness of body, and the consciousness of mind. That's easy. Now those things normally for us are things that are, we kind of try to fix them up. In our normal experience, our consciousnesses are constantly being modified. If one were to not modify them, if one were to leave them just as they are, then they would be free from any kind of taint of fabrication, repair, fixing, anything like that. They would, in other words, be just as they are. So this line is saying that if you leave the six consciousnesses just as they are, then you'll have a meditation flourishing a lance in space. It's also saying that these things, that everything is completely free from any kind of essence whatsoever. Everything being completely free from any kind of essence whatsoever, then there is nothing to be manufactured, there is nothing to be made, and therefore again, the actual meditation is to leave the six consciousnesses without any taint of fabrication, manufacture, repair, or anything like that. That brings us to the third line. Now, when we talk about mindfulness, there's kind of two ways of talking about mindfulness. There's basically mindfulness with effort and there's mindfulness without effort. when we talk about mindfulness with effort, you can either refer to, there's two different ways of talking about it, but they come down to the same thing. One of them literally says mindfulness that's involved with grasping. So when we talk about mindfulness with effort, we're talking about a kind of mindfulness that's involved with grasping. You can also call it mindfulness which is involved with discursive thought. So either way, they're mindfulnesses with effort, but they come to the same thing. Here, what one is saying is that one completely gets rid of that kind of mindfulness. One doesn't use it anymore. And if you have a situation in which you have a mindfulness which is effortless, in other words, it's completely free from a mindfulness which involves grasping or a mindfulness which involves discursive thought, then you have the meditation which is waving a lance in space. When you have a meditation which is waving a lance in space, it doesn't matter how much you meditate, you're never going to move from the basic expanse in which you are settled. So that's the meaning here, meditation flourishing a lance in space. The thing's flourishing in space, but it never moves from the basic space itself.
Dhor dhona ta sajya chimpu lo la gomba kapso simdi ngu la chirgi te te rāngvāp māchū pāsū chū tāyabha ngāngdō rāngvāp dhāngyō xīnā tēne kācē jī yāna yāng jīkvā rē kālāntōng kōrvā nāngyō tūsū tōng tōng gōmna, rīngbō gōmna, yāngni yāngdō gōmna jīkvā rē yōyā kāyā yāma rē nām kālāntōng kōrvā nāngyō.
So if you summarize this and say it precisely, if you can, when you stay in a state which is free of any kind of fabrication, which is untainted by any kind of fabrication, then it doesn't matter whether you meditate in that state for 1 second or many seconds, a long time or a short time, the state itself is never going to change. And therefore it is said that this is meditation waving a lance in space.
Then to so the doctor, Namdog Tagbusena, Nelog to your mare, to so la Dembari King Goguma.
It's also said about this kind of reality that it's something which is free from time. It doesn't have time in it.
Then Kake Saja Jembo Gom. Gom Rinpo Jaya Sam, Rinpo Jaya Matap Jisa Sem Dugu Yire, De Dula Denbari Kimpa Tare, Dula Lokto Yobare, Sakti Nidun Jam So Le Jam, Dula Lokto Sekuris, Dula Denbari Kimpa Tendra Ujabe.
So then if one talks about one's Mahamudra meditation as having gone on for a short time or having gone on for a long time or this or that in that kind of way.
Jopa Yang, Ta Gom Je Niki Tang, Ta Gom Je Saja Chempu Tawa Samu, Gomba Samu Tang, Madarva Goni, Hyungyong Gyoba, Todok Mepa, Tokpa Mepa, Gakpa, Todok Mepa suggested that Tokpa Tang Gakpa Mepa, Tedari, Todok Mepa Tang. Jejong Pakta Mepa Tang, Dene Gyoba Kapso, Chutamche, Saja Chembu, Lola, Nama Semje Ransar, Samre Mato, Sir the Demba Topa Mebesena, Kanla Yang Jikpa Meba. Jikpa Yor Kanla Yang Jikpa Meba. Tinning the Dravuzo, Togo Mare Samba Shumba Meba. Parts of our Meba. Mumambon Dravu Nani, Tinny Parts of our Tang. Shumba Parts of our Yungare. Jikpa Shumba Parts of our Meba. Paksa mebata. Pena malam ngonshi bayi na jekpa neta ma mambo tsokpa ta kande na jekpa ta yishomba paatsa wa kanya yungo maare. Malam ngonshi bayi na. Paksa mebata. Ti nipare. Zongzhen so le jarwa. Zongzhen le jar gogondo. Se zongwe yotang nang zembe se ni yore. Zongzhen le denba shenpa meba. Zongzhen je namdo ransa drona zongzhen le jarwa de. Zongzhen la denbar kina, Zongzhen ji rang tsor pham kuyere. Zongzhen ji namdo, Zongzhen la shenpa meba. Zongzhen ji namdo rangdor tu chona, tene Zongzhen ji so le jarwar. Zongzhen so le jarwar som gogono. Tendra wo chona, di som de jungzhen som de changna, jyoban ka lantong gore nisi. Jyoba de nam ka lantong gore wanda wo tere. Yang chung dong chung chung to do mai ba dan ji ye chung pa sa mai ba dan ni zung zeng so le jia ba som chung na jia ban ka lan dong jia ba de nang ka lan dong ko wan da pe na ma lan ngo xin na de ni ma lan jie ka ji jia ba kan de ji se na ma lan de kan che ba yo ma de zu so ren bo de tong tong lan yin che ba yo ma de jia ba ma da wa kan de zu na yin che ba yo ma de yang ma mang bo dang Nyung-nyung la yang cheba yao maare, cheba yao maare, kanka chikpa re, tenda wang pares. Tik song. Paya. Che ina yang chik. Shung-chung se jute. Shung-chung ke cheba, rang-jin ke cheba, ma-chu ke cheba, sun-rup ke cheba nda wang. Nyam se jute, sa-cha chenpu, nyam-nyung ke ngang ni cheba nda wang, kona tige sa-cha. Saja Chenpu Gomba Nyam Nyung Da Madar Bhu Gwani Chepa Chepa.
Here, so here in the third verse, when it says in the first line, experiences actually means the experiences of Mahamudra, and we're talking specifically about conduct. So this is, when it says experience, it means the authentic experience of Mahamudra. This is something which will come automatically, it will come naturally, it comes of itself without us having to do anything about it. So it's talking about Mahamudra experience and how it comes. So that's Nyam is experience, Shukjung means that things come automatically or without us having to do anything about it. Then in the Tibetan there's Tog, Dug, and then Meba. So Tog and Dug are two words that go together. It basically means without any hindrance, without anything stopping it, without anything getting in the way. So it's talking about how the activity, how the conduct of Mahamudra experience comes along. The conduct itself comes along without us, without any hindrance, it arises, it's there without anything being done to it. In fact, what this means is, when we talk about conduct, we're talking about activity. What it means here is that the activities of body, speech, and mind, well, actually, it means being free from any activities of body, speech, and mind. That's what it really means in the Mahamudra context. Then the next line, the second line, being without fear, timidity, or anxiety. These are basically, all of us are afraid of something or other. So here it's talking about if things don't have an essence, then you can't have a fear. You can't have fear. Mahamudra situation is a situation in which the lack of essence in anything at all is realized, so no fear comes along. But for us it's not like that. We have all sorts of fears, and there's in here, Rinpoche didn't describe them all, but there's basically three different kinds of fear which were elucidated in this line. Then, the third line, being victorious over fixation and grasping. Fixation and grasping are some are things that need to be eliminated in order to arrive in the experience of Mahamudra. That is to say, we need to be victorious over them. Here, when it says victorious over grasping and fixation, what it means is that, as we talked about yesterday, they're liberated in their own place. Victorious here means being liberated in their own place. It's like, again, the example of a dream. You can recognize in a dream, if you recognize that you are actually dreaming, then even though a situation might be very scary, you won't be afraid. So it's the same kind of idea. Recognition of the fact that you are dreaming brings liberation from all these things just by the mere recognition. So if you have it, if you have all of these three things, then you have a conduct which is waving a spear, flourishing a lance in space.
Yepa and Devon Kalan Nogon, Kunga Duni Ranti, and you went on to Jobatan, Sanji and Doba Sebas from Devon Kalan Nogon.
Then the fourth verse, the five kayas primordially self occurring, being manifest through experience, and desire for Buddhahood being exhausted, is the fruit, flourishing a lance in space.
The Same Nail of Saja Chambu Tini, Konga Don is Lunja Tropa, Konga Ranchi and Konga Lundo Yamba, Nishichina, Devon Kalatun don't go to Jimchen Tambori. Konga Lundo Maimba, Konga the Sato Tokova, you know, then Devon Kalan don't go Chatuma. New way on the Jervata, Konga Don is Lunja Tropa, Tianga. Saja chimpu nanjur pata nanjur me ranga gomde nyamnyung goni ngonde chorba ngo tongba chuko rangin sarwa longko na tong gami chuko la soba chieto tende yore ten rawo ranga nyamnyung ngonde chorba yod me pe nyamnyung ngonde chorna tene devo kalan Bezor Seba, Bezor Sego. Then Rabbi Junsin Sum Tangna, Devil Ten Kalan Dongo and Rabbi Devil and Jova Yomarin Devon Kalan Dongo. Same Janelo Saja Chambu, New England to Jova Den Devore, then is on the Cassette Gomna Yang Oval and Jova Yom. Nam Kalan Dongo and Rabbi. What does Saddam Pergo start to talk about the moon convert the Dogo Sana? Devon Kalan Dogor Chagamare, Kotoku Chag.
Verse when it says the five kayas, in which it says actually there are a lot of different kayas, but one way of enumerating five of them is to have Dharmakaya, Sambhogakaya, Nirmanakaya, then Vajrakaya. No, he didn't say it. Oh, sorry, yeah, of course. Sambhogakaya gives you four, but then there's another one called the Vajrakaya. And then he said actually there's more than that too. There's all sorts of different kayas. So, the thing about all these different kayas is that they are spontaneous. They occur spontaneously, as we discussed what that means yesterday. And here, they are primordially self-occurring means the same as spontaneous. they are there already on their own account. In fact, this is the nature of all sentient beings already. They are that way. Sentient beings are already that way. They are spontaneously that way. And if one has complete certainty in that, then one has the fruition flourishing the lands in space. Then as for the second line, in order to actually understand this, in order to manifest this, one needs to be a practitioner, one needs to be a meditator, one actually needs to bring this forth as one's direct experience. Just thinking about it, in other words, is not enough. This state itself that one directly manifests, that one brings forth as a part of one's experience, which is what it means, is a state which has an essence of emptiness and the nature of clarity. And that clarity, that's saying what we already have, so that is something which we bring forth through our own practice as opposed to manufacturing or making in any other way. Therefore, if one has confidence in the true sense of the primordial spontaneity of the five or various kayas, then one has actually brought this out as part of one's experience because of one's practice, and one has arrived in the state of Lama Mudra, and in that case one does have the fruition which is flourishing the lands in space. Now, because of that, if you have any kind of desires for becoming a Buddha, then you're not going to have that kind of fruition. For us, we sort of think, well, I need to become a Buddha, I need to accomplish this, I need to accomplish that, and it basically just gives us a lot of trouble. So what this is saying here is that we need to be free from any kind of effort whatsoever. Any kind of desire for something is going to put us to achieve something, is going to put us in a situation of, oh, I've achieved this, oh, I haven't achieved that. So immediately you're in a situation which is going to require some kind of effort. This third line indicates that the only way to attain the only way to have the fruition is to have absolutely no effort. To be in an effortless situation, and the way to be in that effortless situation is to have abandoned all desire or wish, not to have any wish or desire to become a Buddha. And then Rinpoche finished that up by saying, basically, you have to cut that off, you have to exhaust that kind of desire and be finished with it. Having done that, then you can have the fruition, or you will have the fruition, which is waving a spear in space, waving a lance in space.
Then in Devon Kalan don't go to Yin Dong to the Tantamundo, Yin Dong go Kongso, go time for long to Ghana, long to Shirayak. Yin Dong, Devon Kalan don't go to Yin Dong to Tawa, don't you visit it?
So this kind of fruition of waving a lance in space is the same as the kind of fruition that's talked about in the Shen Tong teachings, same kind of thing.
Dang.
So Rinpoche's amazement, we've just run out of time. But it's okay, because we just did ground, path and fruition, so that's a nice place to stop here, and tomorrow we can go on with the rest.